The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So just a few thoughts on checking the attitude. In my practice of this style of practice, I found there's some particularly good times to check the attitude. The first is if there's any sense of struggle happening, any sense of difficulty, of confusion, frustration, where it feels like it's hard to be aware, check into your relationship to experience. If it feels like there's some idea, I can't be aware of this, if that thought's going through your mind, I can't be aware of this, check into your relationship to what this is. Because if you have that thought, I can't be aware of, there's enough awareness to be aware of it. It usually represents that there's some relationship there that's not recognized or seen. So that's one time when there's any kind of struggle or difficulty or sense that it's hard to be aware. A kind of conscious recognition. I can't be aware of this. You know, maybe there's some sound that's going. Like earlier today, there was that, whatever it was, sounded like somebody cutting steel. You know, I can't be aware of this. That's not what being mindful is, being aware of that sound. Well, why? Why not? So here's this sound. What's the relationship to it? It that kind of sound tends to be unpleasant for our ears, so there's often a kind of an aversive relationship to it, of pushing it away. So noticing the sound and not liking. We don't have to like everything in meditation. It's okay to not like everything in meditation. We open up to an allowing experience, allowing what happens, not necessarily needing to change it or fix it or get rid of it or ignore it, but allowing. Okay, this is here, and what's my relationship to it? If there's a sense of non-allowing, can I allow the non-allowing? Recognize, oh yeah, there's that sound and not liking. Both of those are happening, and that's okay that both of those are happening. And that's the first time checking the attitude if there's a sense of struggle or tension. The second time that's a good time to check the attitude is when you've returned from wandering in thought. So you wake up into the thinking, notice that you're aware, notice what's happening. And I've been encouraging relaxation at that point. And you could also check in, what's my attitude? What's my relationship to experience? Sometimes when we've wandered off into thought, the thought that we've wandered off into has kind of behind the scenes constructed some attitude or relationship to experience that hasn't quite been noticed. So you might have wandered off into thinking about something that you were discussing with a friend the other day, and there was some frustration in that conversation. In coming back into awareness, that frustration may, unbeknownst to us, kind of come back into our relationship to experience. So that's another good time to check in to our attitude, or the how we're relating to experience. A third time that's really helpful to check into our relationship to experience is if it feels like it's going really well. It feels like we're having a really good sit. Sometimes there can be self-congratulations or wanting more of this. How can I keep this? I'm doing it right. I figured it out. All of those kinds of relationships can come along for the ride when it feels like it's going well. And again, no, not to try to judge yourself for that, but just acknowledge, recognize, okay, yeah, this experience is happening, it feels good, and I like it. I want more of it, perhaps. How can I keep this? Okay, you're just noticing what our relationship to that experience is. So we're going to have lunch here in a few minutes. I'd like to encourage you to keep exploring this very light touch of practice in getting up, going to find your lunch, preparing your meal, finding a place to sit, just seeing if you can keep this, okay, am I aware? What am I aware of? In the silence, it will be a little bit easier perhaps to stay connected to this thread of awareness and what we're aware of. Again, it's just what's obvious, what's obvious, what's obvious. It will probably be more difficult than it is in silent sitting when we close our eyes and there's not a lot of stimulation. There's going to be a lot of stimulation here in a few minutes with a lot of people getting up and finding their food and finding places to sit. There's a lot of activity there, and it gets more challenging. So the conditions are more difficult for mindfulness. That's not a problem. It's just what we work with in that time. So, as best you can, keeping that light touch of, am I aware? What's obvious? What's obvious? What's obvious? And again, really keeping it light, particularly in this time. You know, sometimes it can feel like we pick up the backpack of mindfulness and it's loaded down. It's like, it's heavy. It feels like, oh, I have to do this mindfulness. I have to do this practice. And if that's the attitude with which we're picking up mindfulness, it doesn't often nourish us. You know, it feels like extra. It feels like, oh, I have to do this thing. If we can keep it really light, it's like, okay, just this moment, just this moment, just this moment, just this moment. It can kind of fuel itself almost. With that light touch, just a light touch, you'll forget. Very naturally, you will forget when you remember in that moment. Oh, here, back, aware. What's obvious? That's all you need to do in that moment.